This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's electricity grid could get a boost thanks to a bill approved by state lawmakers. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
The Colorado Grid Optimization Act sets the stage for utilities like Xcel Energy to study advanced transmission technologies. Those include things like sensors or new software that help squeeze more power across existing poles and wires. By making current power lines more efficient, utilities and consumers can save money. Colorado joins more than a dozen states that have already adopted similar requirements. The law still needs to be signed by Governor Polis to take effect. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Nearly 2,400 people died in car crashes in Mountain West states during the first 9 months of last year. A large percentage of the deaths involved alcohol, as Jenny Kinsey reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that fatalities are slightly down nationally and across our region. But alcohol remains a pervasive factor. In Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada, about 30% of vehicle deaths involved alcohol. Rebecca Neudecker is with the state's Office of Alcohol Misuse Prevention. She says more than one drink of alcohol puts most people beyond the legal limit for driving safely.
Generally, that's 5 ounces of wine is a standard drink. 1.5 ounces of hard alcohol, like rum, gin, that kind of thing, and 12 ounces of 5% beer.
Idaho and Utah had the lowest percentage of alcohol-related vehicle deaths at just over 20%. Wyoming came in at 25%. I'm Jenny Kinsey in Albuquerque with the Mountain West News Bureau.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC.